I think I was embarrassing with them, wasn't I? Does that mean you didn't put anything in the pain?
No, I did. Too much.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the last hour you'll be listening to before Friday, and I hope you enjoy it. We've started in with St. Pepsi, the song Fiona Coin, from the single, double single? Fiona Coin / Fall Harder. It's definitely a great way to get yourself into St. Pepsi. I got into them through Vaporwave, but you know, there's always an option. Anyway, we got some cool as heck music going on tonight, and I hope you guys enjoy. Remember, they can call in at 855-915-WMFO. If you do not read letters, which I couldn't for the very longest time, 855-915-9636. Come in with your requests, midnight vignettes, whatever you want. But meanwhile, we're going to be playing some cool music. I hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We came in first with Washed Out with the song Don't Give Up from their album Paracosm from 2013. The way I got into Washed Out, you probably would recognize if you watched the IFC show Portlandia. The theme to it is actually also Washed Out. Oh gosh, the song name is escaping me right now. It'll come to me at a very inconvenient time within this hour. And then next is Toro y Moi with the song New Beat from the album Underneath the Pine from album year 2011. I don't know way too much about Toro y Moi. One of my friends college really likes them, so I've been trying to like slowly inch myself towards like listening to more of their music, and so far I've really enjoyed it. It all kind of has that kind of funky feel, you know, funky fresh feel. Yeah, totally. But anyway, we'll move on to some more music. I hope y'all enjoy.
feel like a brand new person.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. So, we started in on Miami Horror. of the song I Look to You from the album Illumination from 2010. This is definitely not the latest album. I believe the most latest album is Shapes. And then with Tame Impala, the song New Person, Same Old Mistakes from the album Currents. That was from 2015. I must admit, I relate to that title on a personal level. I'm just going to be real right here. But anyway, what is very interesting and was not really meant to happen, but is pretty darn cool, is that we have basically, the rest of this playlist is all songs from the Queen's Domain. One way or another, we've got mostly Australian musicians. Miami Horn, Tame Impala are actually part of this set now, but wait till you see, because there is more to come. I'll also tell you guys, if you are inclined to know, that I'm going to be training people next week. What? There are going to be new DJs that are going to be coming in, probably getting very bad times, but it's going to be fine. Two of my friends, if you guys were following the Small Cactus Radio Hour last year, they are Jen and Jack, will be making another appearance, but this time as training to be DJs. It's gonna be great. And also, my roommate is going to also be coming on to here, definitely be a regular guest. Maybe she'll speak, maybe she won't, but it'll be awesome. But anyway, we're gonna play a PSA because it is the obligatory thing to do to raise public consciousness. Remember too that if you want to request something, break this Australian line or something, or just tell me how you're doing, remember to call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. All right, guys. Well, first, enjoy this PSA, and then second, enjoy the rest of the music.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
There's a light in your head, an apocalyptic plan. We're in love again. We're in love again. And it looks just like a comet, fire coming from it. Oh baby, let's just sit back and stare.
Enjoyed this past little core of songs. The first thing was Cut Copies, Saturdays, from the album Bright Like Neon Love. This was actually their first album. It says on Wikipedia it's 2004, but WMFO says it's 2006. This is the next great mystery, I guess. But I know they came out with an album between this year and last year, so I guess that's a thing. I haven't really listened to much of it yet. And then Alex Cameron's song Running Out of Luck from his newest album, Forced Witness. By the way, both of these two are from Australia. I'm telling you, it's all Queen's Domain from here. Queen's Commonwealth. There we go. But this song, I've been listening to it on repeat for probably about a week or two now, and I honestly can't stop. I just love it so much. And the music video, if you get a chance, you have to see it. I think it has some of the best dancing I've ever seen in, like, my entire life. and I will now adapt his moves into my dancing repertoire, because that is the only way things can happen. But anyway, we're gonna go on to some more music. Hope y'all enjoy. It's gonna be great. Remember, Colin, all that jazz. And changing over. I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. This is probably the second to last. Well, yes, because it is 11:45. But anyway, news come from two Canadian artists. First is Metric with Gold Guns Girls, an album Fantasies. If you are not familiar with the Small Cactus Radio Hour, you will learn that one of our special traditions is that there was always one Metric song played every week. It is my favorite band. It has basically brought me to love music as I do today. And I honor Emily Haynes and her wonderful band by showing Metric. My friend sent me a Instagram post that they're actually beginning to record, hopefully for a new album. I mean, I enjoyed Pagans of Vegas, but I'm pretty excited to see what else they have next. And I know recently Emily Haynes, the front woman, the singer of Metric, came out with her newest album, solo album, Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. I have not listened to it yet because I feel like Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton is a fall to winter band, and I cannot listen to it when it's hot outside. It's just a mood thing, you know. But anyway, next was another Canadian artist, Alves, with a song Atop a Cake from the album Antisocialites. I do not know as much as I feel like I want to about Alves, so I'll probably get back to you on this, but this is definitely a good song. This is how I got into being interested with Alves, and I very much liked In Undertow, one of their newest singles. And hopefully in time, you might see some more on the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Who knows? But anyway, we're going to come in with our last core of songs, full core for the evening. But I hope you guys enjoy.
Down these hills and found ourselves in different pills. And I met Satan in a cheap motel. She talked at length about Orson Welles washed up on the shore. Lamb's blood ran down your door. Soft, gentle stranger, remember me when you're tired and old. Soft, gentle stranger, Luella, babe, won't you marry me now? You were washed up on the shore.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the second to last core of songs. Remember that you have been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So our first song in that kind of core definitely is a very different tone. I am kind of sorry about that. a little sick, sorry. First song was Courtney Barnett, an Australian musician, song Aqua Profunda from the album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And it's technically the first full-length album that means to be an album, because her first was a double EP, Sea of Split Peas, and currently she is working, it should be released soon, her collaboration with Kurt Vile, a lot of Sea Lice, which I'm pretty excited about. I know her, actually, ironically, I checked out, there's a bunch of CDs outside this studio, and Jen Clough, her partner, Australia hasn't legalized gay marriage yet, which I was surprised about, but anyway, album is out there too. I must admit, I'm very much more partial to Courtney Barnett. I've got a bit of a crush on her myself, but anyway, definitely, this is a more rocky song from it, the album, but definitely check it out. I really love, like, the entirety of that. Of Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And then next was the British band HMLTD, which is allegedly meant to mean Happy Meal Limited. The song Satan, Luella and I, which is just a single right now. I'm not sure about when it's going to materialize into a full-on album, but I really hope it does. I was caught off guard how much I enjoyed this song. It was... I couldn't stop listening to it. That whole breakdown between the beginning and then middle part. Ah, I just love it. Definitely check it out. I heard it's definitely more supposed to be a more avant-garde post-punk band, and it's kind of lived up to its name so far. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with the last song. This one is a British singer who also I am very much in love with, alongside Emily Haynes and Courtney Barnett. And I hope you guys enjoy. You'll see the song on Spinatron, just waiting for the next person to come in, you know, all that jazz. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Stay cool and have a wonderful weekend.